So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Hello! And no, we're not eating an apple on the mic again. No.
Too late. Already happened. You can't unbite the apple, Miles. You can't unchomp the apple.
Welcome to the 411. No. Welcome to the 411. I am Miles Sprong. That is Kieran. We are here. It is February 18th. Very cold outside. Don't feel like looking up the weather report.
So I got pulled over for speeding.
This morning?
No.
Oh.
15th.
Okay. What, were you speeding?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair enough, then.
Kids, don't drive fast.
Don't drive fast. All right. Well, we missed a week, so we're going to cover a little bit more than just a week ago. Super Bowl happened. Super Bowl happened. Philadelphia Eagles stomped the Kansas City Chiefs. Final score, 40-22. But let's be real. It was like 34-6. Like, it was not 40-22. Like, the Chiefs' last touchdown happened already, or after Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni already got the Gatorade bath. Like, the game was over. So, it was garbage time. Doesn't count. Yeah, Jalen Hurts won Super Bowl MVP, but then also, Kendrick Lamar performed.
He did. And it was kind of hype.
Yeah, it was sick. It was a really good, I don't know, I thought it was a little slow. I thought it was a really good Kendrick Lamar concert, but not a great halftime show, if that makes sense.
I thought it was fantastic.
Like, I don't know. I thought it could have been more, like, you know, hype and, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But yeah, but it was really good. Samuel Jackson was there playing Uncle Sam. Serena Williams was there dancing to Not Like Us. Oh, yeah, Kendrick Lamar.
Played Not Like Us live. And name-dropped Drake during the performance.
Yes. So, if you know the context of that song, then you know why that's important. Because, you know, Drake has gotten into some accusations by Kendrick about, you know, illegal things. So, yeah, and it's pretty apparent in the song. But Serena Williams danced a little bit. She's Drake's ex. But SZA came out for a little bit for a couple songs. Yeah, it was sick. Mustard came out, and everyone yelled Mustard. It was hype.
It was great.
And fun fact, it was the most watched halftime show in history, passing Michael Jackson by like 100,000 people, which is so crazy that it's only 100,000, if that makes sense.
I don't feel like anything interesting happened. We have to like look.
PlayStation Network was down for two days.
It was down for like 2 days.
It sucked. I mean, I was at show choir for one of those days, but so it didn't have any impact on my life. And I've been playing story games, so I guess that really had no impact on my life. But
those of you who don't know, the PlayStation Network is a requirement on the PlayStation console to play online games.
That is true, yes.
And if the entire network is down across the entire platform,
you cannot play any.
You cannot play the games.
You can play offline games, but
nothing else.
Nothing else.
Unlimited games, but no games.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon but no games, or limited games?
Unlimited games,
but no games.
But no games.
Yeah. So it was back online after like 2 days, being out Friday night and all of Saturday afternoon. So okay, it was out for less than a day.
Fun fact,
but it felt like a lot longer.
Fun fact, around the time when the PlayStation Network was originally introduced, it had a 21-day outage.
That's true. Back in like 2011, it lives in infamy.
Oh yeah, they call it the Great Blackout. They don't. I just made that up just now. But I think it's fitting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't really remember such a thing. Let's see here. President of Colombia says white powder drug is no worse than alcohol. He said white powder drug is illegal because it's made in Latin America, not because it's worse than whiskey.
No, no. It's illegal in Latin America, too. I don't know what that excuse is. It's illegal pretty much everywhere, including the countries it's made in.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a Latin thing. I think it's just
because it's an opiate,
very
actually.
Bad for your body, yeah.
I think it's because it's an addictive substance.
Yeah, like, that's interesting. Nickelodeon reportedly working on a Victorious spinoff.
Again?
Apparently.
Another one?
Apparently. Wait, didn't there? Oh, that's right. Sam and Cat. Yeah.
I don't think they need another one. Sam and Cat was fine.
Take-Two Interactive CEO says the GTA 6 is still on track for 2025 release.
We'll see.
I guess we will.
This is going to be the first GTA game that I'm legally allowed to buy with my own money. Because I'll be 18.
I bought GTA 5 with my own money.
I didn't, because I was 12.
I was probably around the same, actually.
I haven't played GTA 5. I have to play GTA 6 on its own when it comes out.
You haven't played GTA 5?
I haven't played any GTA.
Really?
Dude, no.
Huh.
I'm a minor.
That's okay.
It's really funny because I have played Cyberpunk.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, that's strange.
I mean, Cyberpunk has filters and whatnot, so just like disable everything.
Let's see. Better Call Saul celebrating its 10-year anniversary as a show. Still, you know, it's done now, but, you know, that's beside the point.
I don't know why shows celebrate a 10-year anniversary if the show isn't being made actively.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, they stopped making Crystal Pepsi, but, like, it came out at some point, so there's an anniversary for it, even if it doesn't exist anymore. You know?
Well, yeah, because they keep releasing it every 2 years. They keep bringing it back and then getting rid of it again.
Oh, well, yeah, but still.
It's the same thing they do with the McRib.
Well, yeah.
I know what I'm talking about, man.
What's the hair?
They don't make it an anniversary episode every year for Better Call Saul.
Having a sibling can boost your mental health? Disagree.
No. My mental health has been on a steady plateau since both of my siblings showed up. It has just been flat. No change up or down.
Ozzy Osbourne announced his final ever concert titled Back to the Beginning, scheduled for July 5th in Birmingham, Alabama. It will feature a reunion of the original Black Sabbath lineup, making their first performance together in 20 years. The concert will also include performances by metal legends such as Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, Hailstorm? Yeah. Slayer and Pantera.
That's good. Are we really calling Metallica? Never mind. I'm not going to say that. That's going to get me attacked by the mob.
Calling Metallica a metal legend?
Yeah. Well, no, like, I know that they make good music, but it's not, like, metal.
Well,
it's just, like, hard rock.
People who don't listen to metal think it's metal.
Yeah.
So.
I can't wait to watch Lars Ulrich drum out of time for 30 minutes. He'll be off tempo the whole show. His in-ears are going to be at max possible volume, and he's still going to be like, not too slow. We need to go faster. He'll play Iron Man in 200 beats per minute.
It's not quite my tempo. We here at WVDG do not endorse or support any political candidates or their actions.
Where'd that come from? I was talking about Lars Ulrich.
Oh,
you're prepping
I'm,
up.
You're forwarding it. Donald Trump signed executive order to ban transgender athletes from women's sports. Next. Over $100,000 eggs were stolen in Pennsylvania. Worth $40,000 for 100,000 eggs. Let's see. How much is that per dozen? I'm curious.
Just divide that by 12.
Well, yeah, I know. 40. Let's see. So it's $40,000. It's 40 cents per egg. 12 times 0.4. $5.
We're selling dozen eggs at my grocery store for $12.
Really?
Inflation, man.
My dad's like, oh.
Supply chain, man.
Eggs are like $5. I don't know what you're talking about. Still, egg prices.
They're going up.
Egg prices reaching at record highs, $4.15 per dozen in December.
Me walking through the wasteland streets to go to the nearest Walmart so I can buy a dozen eggs for $50,000.
Let's see. I'm curious.
I had to crawl through all the zombies. And yet, still, I must pay.
Egg prices are skyrocketing. Why isn't the cost of chicken rising too?
Because chicken's a bird. Eggs are a product of the bird.
Fair enough. Huh.
That's my bare bones answer.
Egg prices are up 53. Okay, I gotta stop looking at egg prices. It's really not that deep.
Listen, ma'am. That's like the big hot talk, the hot ticket item right now.
Well, yeah, but wow. All right. Let's see. Apple launches new Apple Invites app that allows users to create custom invitations for special events.
So like Google Docs.
What? No, it's not like you're collaborating on a document. You're sending an invite.
So like sending an email.
Yeah, but like fancy and for your phone.
So like sending an email that contains a photo of a document that you made in Google Docs.
No, but it's like fancy.
Like Google Docs.
Because you can see who's going.
Like Google Forms?
Well, only the creator of the form can look at the Google Forms.
Not if you set the settings right.
Well, some people aren't very tech savvy, okay?
And adding another app to the fray will make them?
Yes.
No. We don't need any more Apple suites. Google has enough. Google has everything, honestly.
According to the National Association of Realtors, the average age for U.S. first-time home buyers in 1981 was 29 years old. In 2024, it was 38 years old.
It's because everything gone up and employment labor cost go down because the minimum wage has not changed in 20 years.
That's true. It is not.
Quite humorous.
Fun fact. Aforementioned Not Like Us has the perfect tempo for CPR.
It is, yeah. Up there with Staying Alive.
Indeed. Josh Allen, NFL quarterback, Buffalo Bills quarterback, rather. He doesn't just quarterback the whole NFL. But he won his first career NFL MVP award, edging out Lamar Jackson. But yeah, so that's cool. Go, Josh. I love Joshy. He's Joshy Washy. He is engaged to Haley Steinfeld. Fun fact.
I love Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, she's
good. I love
good.
Arcane League of Legend and Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man.
Speaking of Spider-Man, we know Shameik Moore and Spider-Verse got delayed to 2029.
All I know is that Shameik Moore is really jealous that Haley Steinfeld got engaged.
Yeah. I also know that likely due to that fact, the movie has been delayed to 2029.
Yeah, they're probably letting it cool down a little bit.
Not even letting it cool down. They haven't recorded their lines yet.
Well, I mean,
they said when the movie came out that the next one would come out the next year, which was last year.
Yeah, so that didn't happen
because when they made that announcement, the script wasn't finished.
Oh my god, that's actually crazy. Speaking of GTA 6 and Take-Two Interactive, Take-Two's stock reached an all-time high after the CEO was like, yeah, it's still coming out this year. It went up 15%.
Should have invested. Oh, yeah, now I have less money to pay off my parking ticket. Now I have less money to pay off my speeding ticket.
Who is that person? There's someone in politics that, like, someone followed their investment portfolio for, like, or just followed what they invested for, like, 5 years.
Pelosi.
That's who it was.
Nancy Pelosi.
And they made, like, an insane amount of money off of it just by following their portfolio, like, tracking when she was buying and selling.
I have a question for you.
Shoot.
Can you hold down the fort while I go get a muffin?
Absolutely not. No, I can't.
Damn. Okay.
No, I can't.
Give me 2 minutes.
Okay.
Hold down the fort. I will be back, and then I will save you from yourself.
Okay, perfect.
Go.
Everyone needs someone to save them from them. Okay, yeah. You use the handle to open the door. We're going to time Kieran, because why not? Yeah, so some dude just followed Nancy Pelosi's like investment schedule and made like a butt ton of money from it. So I guess maybe I should do the same. I don't know. Study says that eating milk chocolate for... Never mind. I lied. That's stupid. And I'm not going to talk about it. Science says that women have more active brains than men in certain areas, which, you know, makes total sense. So that's why less women have... These differences may explain why women are more prone to depression, anxiety, and Alzheimer's, while men have higher rates of ADHD and conduct disorders. That actually makes a lot of sense. Oxford... Wait, what? That's not possible. I don't believe that. It says that Oxford researchers have successfully demonstrated quantum teleportation on a scalable quantum supercomputer, marking a significant breakthrough in quantum information processing. That was 1 minute and 25 seconds.
Less than 2 minutes. I have strawberry milk if you want it.
No, I do not want it.
Too bad. It's going on your side.
I don't want it.
It's going on your side.
Do you want the banana? I don't want it.
You don't want the banana?
I'm not hungry. I ate already.
You need the banana.
No, I don't.
You need your
potassium.
Yeah, potassium. I was like, which vitamin is in this thing?
This thing?
Vitamin B. I don't even know if that's right, but I'm saying it is.
It is not at all.
Which one? Is it just potassium?
So, that's potassium, calcium.
You know that if you ate... There's enough potassium in 10,000 bananas to kill you from radiation poisoning.
Well, I think if anyone eats 10,000 bananas, they're not going to be having a good time anyway. So.
Well, yeah, but then they die from radiation poisoning.
Yeah, so then it just gets worse.
Imagine if we could just extract all of that potassium and put it into one banana.
Wouldn't that be...
That's what we like to call banana prime. Banana Prime is the greatest bioweapon this world has ever seen.
Even more than Omni-Man?
I said bioweapon.
Is he not biological?
He's not a weapon, he's a dude.
No, he's a weapon.
No, he's a guy that likes to kill people.
Speaking of which, J.K. Simmons weighed in on whether Omni-Man could beat Homelander or Superman in a fight. His response, I'll take on Superman and Homelander. One hand for each of them, and I'll kick their butts.
See, Omni-Man doesn't know power scaling. Here's the power scale. Superman is an alien on the same scale that Omni-Man is. But Superman doesn't have his superpowers anywhere other than Earth. Or anywhere that doesn't have a yellow sun.
Is that true?
Yeah. The sun gives Superman his powers. Omni-Man has that power all over the place.
So, like...
And Homelander is just a human with a little bit of improved strength and the ability to fly and laser eyes. Omni-Man would tank him.
So, like, what if Superman just wore a pair of sunglasses?
Wouldn't do anything. It's his body.
But he's...
It's from prolonged exposure.
I don't know. I thought that was funny.
I was able to acquire a muffin, by the way.
Oh, phenomenal. Thank goodness it does not make a noise.
Mm-hmm.
Foggy weather in Paris partially covered the Eiffel Tower.
Thank God.
So that's not good for tourists.
No, thank God. I don't want to look at that thing anymore.
For everyone else, it's great. But for tourists who are specifically there for the Eiffel Tower, nah. Yeah,
who goes to another country to look at a piece of metal and take a photo with it?
A lot of people, actually.
You can go across the country you live in to see that. Vegas has one, like, one-to-one scale, man.
Italian artist sold an invisible sculpture for $18,000. The sculpture just doesn't exist.
I am so unbelievably convinced that most modern art is just a really elaborate money laundering scheme. Listen.
Here, Italian artist Salvatore Garo sold an immaterial sculpture titled Le Sono, I Am, for $18,000. The artwork had no physical form, no shape, no size, or color, yet it was accompanied by a certificate of authenticity and installation instructions. Garo argued that the piece's significance laid in its nothingness, comparing it to God as people give it meaning. He claimed the void held energy, transforming into thought and perception. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
That's like the dude that duct taped the banana to the canvas.
Yeah, and it's like $2 million.
Listen.
Did you see that Super Bowl ad with Chris Pratt and Chris Hemsworth? Where,
with the modern art
where
thing.
Where Chris Hemsworth ate the banana. He's like, dude, that's a $2 million banana you just ate.
Could you imagine if it was the banana and they paid $2 million specifically for that commercial?
What if they paid $2 million? What if the person who bought that, or who bought that sculpt or that painting, or bought that duct tape and banana, bought it just to eat it? Just for flex.
He's like, dang, I'm hungry. Are there any bananas around?
There's no food in this house. And he just walks up and eats his $2 million banana.
God dang, I forgot to go shopping yesterday.
Time to eat my banana.
Time to eat my $2 million artwork that's been sitting on a wall for 5 years.
Did you watch PlayStation State of Play?
Uh-uh.
It sucked. There was nothing notable in it.
No announcements of any notability whatsoever? I know Silk Song didn't get announced. That's a given every time.
I'm trying to think if anything got... I mean, there was a new trailer for Split Fiction, which made it look even better than I'm expecting. Borderlands 4 had a new gameplay trailer.
Hype.
Probably the only, like, game announcement that I really cared about was Directive 8020.
Mm.
It's made by the same people who made, like, The Quarry and Until Dawn.
Oh, cool.
So it's that, but space.
Oh, the Until Dawn movie's coming out.
It's not Until Dawn.
Yep.
Yeah, I watched that trailer. It's nothing like the game.
Correct.
Because in the game, they're hiding from, you know, that dude who turns out to be hiding from, or who is trying to hunt down the Wendigo. And the Wendigo is really the one that's killing everyone. But in this, it's like they're trapped in a mansion until they survive the night.
So you're ready
night.
For the, here's the synopsis.
They get trapped the in game. A mansion. Oh, but in the movie, they get trapped. So, okay, hold on. The game. There's a group of friends that go up to a cabin on a mountain.
Yep.
On the 1 year anniversary of their friend's death.
Yep.
And that's when they slowly start getting killed off, depending on your choices in the game.
Yep, because the game is a choose your own adventure game.
It is a choose your own adventure game. So they go up and they get killed one by one by the Wendigo. And that's it. That's the game.
But movie Until Dawn.
But movie
is a Groundhog Day loop.
It's a Groundhog Day horror movie.
With that's different monster every loop. That's it. So it could have been a good movie on its own, but they just slapped Until Dawn over it as like the branding for it. Just for the name, I fear.
No, because I was...
Much like every Resident Evil movie.
Because I was the first so one. Hyped that they were making an Until Dawn movie. Because that's one of my favorite stories in a game. Like, one of my favorite concepts is a choose-your-own-adventure game.
It's why you shouldn't make movies off of choose-your-own-adventure games.
Exactly.
Because then you either have to decide which ending you want canon.
Or just release all of them.
Or just make all of them.
Just make all of them and release them in different theaters so it's a different version each time.
That's what they did with Clue.
Yeah, like, that'd be really sick.
And it was really funny, actually. Do you know that when the original Clue came out, they did play all three of the endings in different theaters so that people would argue over how it really ended? And it was really funny.
We're doing the Clue play at our school, and it ends with... Literally, they go through every single ending.
Yeah,
and
then that's how they do it in the movie.
To where they're
the digital
all,
release.
To where they're all the killer. It's pretty funny. Connecticut lawmaker proposed a bill requiring movie theaters to disclose trailer and movie start times. Why would you do that?
They already do that.
If you know your local theater, if you know your local theater, you know how long the trailers are.
Yeah. It's always like 20 minutes.
At Plainfield in AMC, it is 23 minutes.
Yeah.
23 minutes.
Someone's getting, assaulted in the next room over right now.
Yeah, probably, actually.
Violent murder over there. Just, actual crime happening in that room. No big deal, though.
Yeah, no big deal. So Samuel Jackson's made some pretty banger Instagram posts since being on the halftime show. Like, it's just pictures with Mustard and Kendrick Lamar, but it's got this text over it. So, pre-show chill with the boss. But he said, it's super huge honor to be asked to be part of Kendrick Lamar's halftime revolution. Here we go. Google has officially updated their maps to display the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America. So, that's a thing now. Oh, what? Ozzy Osbourne can't walk.
Huh.
He can't walk because of Parkinson's.
But
he's still doing his final performance, though.
Yeah.
All right. Elon Musk-led group of investors made a $97 billion bid for control of OpenAI. So that's ChatGPT and all their other stuff. For the AI future.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, Kendrick Lamar is dropping a live-action comedy with Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the creators of South Park. So, I guess that's happening.
Could be good. But we'll never know.
What do you mean, we'll never know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I just like saying that.
All right. Perfect. Let's see. Almost 50% of women aged 18 to 25 have never asked a woman out in person. Yeah. That's true. Duolingo owl is dead.
Yep.
The Duolingo owl is just dead.
Yep, it was me.
They just released, or this is all they said. It is with heavy hearts that we inform you Duo, formerly known as the Duolingo owl, is dead. Authorities are currently investigating his cause of death, and we are cooperating fully. TBH, he probably died waiting for you to do your lesson, but what do we know? We are aware he had many enemies, but we kindly ask that you refrain from sharing why you hate him in the comments. If you feel inclined to share, please include your credit card number so that we can automatically sign you up for Duolingo Max in his memory. We appreciate you respecting Dua Lipa's privacy at this time. I don't know where they got...
Because canonically, Dua Lipa is the Duolingo owl's wife.
Really?
Canonically.
Wait, actually?
Canonically.
That's actually really
funny. That's canon. That's canon to the Duolingo lore. I'm afraid that's common knowledge, Miles.
Of course.
Keep up with the times, buddy.
Yeah, that's my problem, is that I'm not hip with the kids these days.
You run a news show. Get on with it. Pick up the pace, man.
The longest Snapchat streak in history is currently at... that would be 3,669 days. Over a 10-year streak, which is crazy. Yeah. Crazy to me.
It's impressive.
Marvel Comics teased that Gwen Stacy will just be resurrected, like, from the dead. How do you feel about that, Karen?
I don't know.
Perfect. But yeah, all it is just a little teaser of someone standing in front of Gwen Stacy's grave with a shovel in the dirt.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll see.
Oh no, we're gonna bring Gwen Stacy back like you haven't for the past, like, 12 years. It's like, guess what, guys? You've been asking for it. Gwen Stacy's back.
But she's alive this time.
They haven't been building up, like, they haven't been, like, doing that for so many years.
Captain America Brave New World came out.
And it was hype. I watched it last night.
Did you actually?
Yeah. It was actually really good.
I heard a lot of people saying it was meh.
It was, again, so it's not, like, the best of the best movies, right? It definitely is on that same vibe as, like, The Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
But just, like, ever so slightly worse. It's still good, though. It is, like, it is an enjoyable movie. There's some spotty CGI here and there, which is as to be expected.
It's a Marvel movie.
It's a Marvel movie. But most of the movie looks amazing.
Yeah.
It feels like if Winter Soldier was Top Gun. Like, that's genuinely cool. Some of the dogfights in this movie. Oh, dude. It's good. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I've really wanted to see it, but apparently Kendrick Lamar did the title music.
He did.
Yeah, that's really cool. A Cars Land themed area is coming to Disney World.
Good. Listen, man, I need to see Finn McMissile in all his glory.
It will take over the area currently occupied by Tom Sawyer Island and the Rivers of America.
Good.
Construction
hate that guy.
Construction's already begun, and the opening date is expected to be by the end of 2025.
Production has officially begun for Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey.
I saw that, because I saw Matt Damon.
Saw Matt Damon as Odysseus.
Wait, he's Odysseus?
He's Odysseus.
I thought it was like Tom Holland or something.
No. Why would Tom Holland be Odysseus? Why would Timothy Hollander, you know, Spider-Man, that little guy... The little dude that did that danced to Umbrella in drag on lip sync battles.
Legendary, by the way.
Was Odysseus.
I don't know. I heard that.
That little guy. Just that little freaky dude.
I heard
dude.
That somewhere. I heard that Tom Holland was Odysseus.
Do you want to hear the full cast list?
I feel like we've gone over it a lot every time
I do. Let's
do
it again.
Okay, perfect.
Matt Damon, Tom Holland, Anne Hathaway, Zendaya, Lupita Nyong'o, Robert Pattinson, Charlize Theron, John Bernthal, Benny Safdie, John Leguizamo, Elliot Page, Himesh Patel, Bill Irwin, Samantha Morton, Jesse Garcia, William Lee, Mia Goth.
What?
Mia Goth, Corey Hawkins, Nick Terabay.
Oh, I love Corey Hawkins.
Jimmy Gonzalez and Maurice Comte.
I love how literally the only two people I commented on were Mia Goth and Corey Hawkins.
Yep.
I love me some Corey Hawkins.
I just like that William Lee is in this because, I don't know if you know this, that's an Asian man.
Indeed it is. Michael B. Jordan says that he would work with Jonathan Majors again, even though he had his whole domestic stuff. Majors is doing great, just got engaged. I'm proud of his resilience and his strength through it. Jordan told GQ, I'm glad he's good. So, apparently he's doing okay. And maybe he'll come back as Kang. Possibly, potentially. Because, I mean, they can't just throw away Kang entirely just because of some stuff. Like, don't know. Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
He walks for miles inside this pit of danger. It's a WWE reference. He says he will never, or he never wants to play Drax again except for one scenario. Drax is completely closed to me unless James Gunn calls me.
Yep.
That is the only way that Dave Bautista will come back as Drax, as if, yeah.
Yeah.
The TSA Canine Training Center offers families the chance to adopt dogs that didn't meet the criteria for government work. Those high-energy dogs, often deemed too nice or too rambunctious, are untrained but can become great pets with care. The adoption process ensures a good match, providing photos and profiles. That's really funny, is that, like, mostly it's dogs are too mean, but no, it's, yeah, too nice. Which, you know, makes sense for TSA. Ed Sheeran has revealed his new album title in an Instagram comment. He changed his profile picture.
Okay.
And then someone posted, "Oh my God, Ed Sheeran recently changed his profile picture. What is he gonna do next?" And he just replied, "Irony is, if you ask me anything math related, I would fail the question because I never finished high school." Play coming soon, though.
I don't know if that's being picked up on the mic, but it's quite loud in the other room there.
Yeah, that was interesting. But yeah, so new Ed Sheeran album for all of you 5 Ed Sheeran fans out there. Actually, no, that's not true. There's a lot of Ed Sheeran fans. NASA confirms the chances of asteroid 2024 year 4 hitting Earth has gone up from 1% to 2.3% on December 22nd, 2032. So we've got time. I don't know who Danny Ramirez is, but oh, Top Gun co-star?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't watch, or I don't remember him. He wants to see Tom Cruise as a villain in the MCU, and I think that actually be pretty sick.
He was supposed to do Superior Iron Man in
really?
Multiverse of Madness. But
that would have been sick.
They only scrapped him because he was, guess what, filming Top Gun.
Yeah. Filming Top Gun or
filming Top Gun?
Oh yeah, I forgot. Multiverse Madness came out around the same time. Mm-hmm. Oopsies. Honda and Nissan have canceled their proposed $60 billion merger due to disagreements over the structure, which would make Nissan a subsidiary of Honda. So
usually that's not how mergers work.
Yeah, no. Usually it's a symbiotic relationship, but whatever. Jack the Ripper's identity revealed after DNA match. Aaron Kosminski, a Polish barber and longtime suspect, through DNA analysis. So we know who Jack the Ripper is, most likely.
Stop screaming!
Hold up a second.
Cut it out!
Jason, shut up. We can hear you on air. TikTok has returned to the U.S. Apple and Google Play Store.
Yeah, it's back.
So, yeah, in case you were surprised.
So, I wonder how all those people that were selling their phones for $16,000 are feeling right now.
Probably really good about themselves.
Yeah, imagine how the people who bought them are feeling.
Really bad about themselves.
Oh, yeah.
there's a guy who travels to college football stadiums and sits intentionally in the worst views possible. For example, just sitting right in front of a concrete pole.
People need to stop offering those as seats.
Can't even see anything from where he is. That's just great. That's good fun. Like, that's just your hobby. Like, that's awesome. China opens recruitment for Planetary Defense Force amid fears of the asteroid hitting Earth. We've got 7 years. Like, chill out, yo.
It's 7 years. Besides, it's not going to hit anywhere important. Just London.
Just China. So why is China making this? It's only going to hit China.
Mexico threatens lawsuit against Google over the Gulf of America name on Google Maps.
Honestly?
And the president of Mexico has suggested that North America be renamed America Mexicana.
Honestly, respectable crash out. Takashi Yamazaki confirmed he's now writing and storyboarding his next Godzilla movie. He was the one who made Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, yeah. I'm hyped for that, honestly. I love Godzilla Minus One. Minus color.
NBA star Anthony Edwards has incurred over $250,000 in fines this year. $25,000 for swearing in a post-game interview. $35,000 for putting the middle finger up on the court. $50,000 for putting the middle finger up at a referee. $75,000 for calling officials effing terrible. And then $100,000 again for swearing during a TV interview.
And that all of that accumulates to about 0.5% of his income for the year.
Does he have a contract yet? I don't remember. He might still be on his rookie deal. Anthony, I don't know how to spell. Anthony Edwards contract. So Anthony Edwards presently is being, okay, yeah, he did get paid. 5 years, $244 million. That's 0.1% around.
Yep.
Mr. B shared his bank wire receipt of the $10 million to the winner of Beast Games. Let's see here. Oh, I saw this. And I thought this was really cool. Danny Trejo, did you know that he only will play villains if they die?
Yeah.
So that the kids learn that crime doesn't pay?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. That's actually so cool. Mac McClung has cemented his place in NBA dunk contest history, completing a historic three-peat in the slam dunk contest at the 2025 NBA All-Star Weekend. So, yeah. Why are we beatboxing during the news right now?
I don't know.
Okay, that's enough.
That's enough. Man.
Let's see. Drake's feature on a song boosted a rising artist from 30,000... to 2.4 million monthly Spotify listeners. So that's cool. Phil Spencer's given up. Phil Spencer, the Microsoft game CEO.
Uh-huh.
He's given up.
He's given up. No more Xbox.
No, there is Xbox still, obviously. But he said they're no longer trying to move PlayStation players over to Xbox.
Yep.
So they've accepted defeat on which is the better company. Booyah! Screw you, Xbox!
And finally, after 20-plus years, the console wars came to a close. Not with a bang, but a whimper.
Not with a bang, but a whimper. Just, we're gonna stop now. Just let everyone play their own games. Anyways, SNL 50, that happened. That was pretty cool. There was a lot of legends there. Oh, Aubrey Plaza came out. She talked about her dead husband, and it was very sweet. But, yeah, SNL 50, a lot of people really liked it. Some people didn't, my parents. That's going to do it for the 411.
Deuces.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.